Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at SOMFS.com. For Salem Oral Surgery. Okay, let's try this again and hope we have a better connection. Okay, take it away, Dr. Blackley.
Hear that now?
Yeah, much better. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, we got a few things coming up. We sort of took a little break with the heat and all for work parties, but we're starting up in the next month. We'll be doing some early morning work activity, so if you're interested, keep your antenna up and come out and join us. We've got a couple of really good things happening. We signed the contract for our own trail, bathroom, privy, Gunnister, solar kind of privy out at the beyond the second bridge. So thanks to Jeff Idson, Parks and Recreation, Sarah Stephens, Jim Harrell III, Jim Harrell Sr., Winston-Salem Foundation, Elkin Valley Trails, of course, working with the park to make it happen. So there will be a bathroom out there so you can stretch your walk out a little bit and not have to hurry back. So that'll be that construction will probably happen this fall, early this fall, and be out beyond the gong, and we have a place picked out. Will Gwynn is working on that with the park. So the next thing's happening is we're working with Surrey Yadkin Electric, working on a pollinator and a butterfly habitat down the Wildflower Meadow. Mickey is working with Travis Bodie and some others. We're working on that too, Brody, to work on setting up some plantings this fall. So that should be a lot of fun for the people who like to walk the Native Species Trail. September, of course, at the Brewfest, September the 23rd, the trails will be out all that day selling ducks and turtle chances. We got last year we had 42 prizes, thanks to so many, just 40 different people to thank. So you'll find out who those are. We'll publish the list of those who've given us. So I think Walmart has given us 3 bicycles this year. Yadkin River Adventure has given us a kayak again. Multiple restaurants, and so thanks to everybody who's been helping us support it. And adopt a duck and turtle, and every dollar goes to the trails since we don't have any paid staff. All that is making the trails longer and better. So we'll have the race at 5 o'clock that afternoon, and in the morning we're also going to have the Insane Terrain that same day. So 2 big trails events, September the 23rd. If you haven't signed up to run the Insane Terrain, please do. We got a really great route this year. The trail's finished up in there, and there's a 110-foot bridge to run across, and a footbridges, 59-foot bridge, and then a 20-foot bridge. It's pretty cool, not to mention the 2 main bridges, the 148-foot and 178-foot bridges on our trail. In October the 28th, we're going to put on a trail boogie this year. It's kind of going to be more of a surprise is coming, but pencil in October the 28th. It's Saturday. We hope you'll be in town. Come out and enjoy. We'll have some unusual activities and locations and that sort of thing. It's right around Halloween, so we're going to call it the Trail Boogie. Denise Lyon is in charge of that thing this year, and D. Neal and a bunch of other people are helping, but that's going to be a lot of fun. On September the 9th, the Mountain to Sea Trail is having a one-day hike, and we're covering the whole, I think it's 69 miles from Pilot Mountain through Elkin to Stone Mountain, then up to the Parkway. And we've got walkers walking every single mile of the trail for that 69 miles. And Randy Mays has been in charge of that. Thanks to Robert Ball for getting hikers and runners to take it. Some people are paddling. Rick Chatham is paddling it that day, I believe. So there are a lot of great activities that day. So just get out and walk on the trail September the 9th and be a part of the 1,150-mile walk in one day, Mountain to Sea Trail. We're still working with Nicholas and Stephanie Graff on working towards a dog park. That's going to be a great adventure with Jack Parton. Hope people get engaged. If they've got a dog and want to participate, let us know. And we'll be starting the construction, the engineering, and probably construction early this fall on the Crooked Creek section. That's out at the end beyond the second bridge, which will go take us up about another mile of trail going up to the old rock dam. How am I doing for time? Is that about it?
I got 1 minute.
Okay. Also, you know, we started a group, worked with Elk and Valley Trails, and a whole new group has started up called the Friends at Elk and Creek, Watershed Now, Woody Falk, Joe Mickey, Stuart Taylor, some really industrious, cool people working to keep the Elk and Creek clean. So keep debris out of the creek, if you would. Please note that we got trout out there now, and there's lots of good fishing out there, and we'll be continuing to stock that. And as we get the creek cleaner, we'll stock it further up and have a lot more fishing for everybody. We're really excited about that. Keep the trail clean. Keep it safe. If you see any damage out there anywhere, let us know. If you see any trash, pick it up. And have a great time. Running, walking, it's a great place to stroll your baby. Robert Fuller got the dam mostly fixed, and so the water's coming over the dam again out there by the Shoe Factory Dam. So that's really something great for our community to go out and enjoy it.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. That's Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association report. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks to Jim Walters and Bringleman, too. Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy.